Does radiation therapy hurt? This is probably the number one question patients ask me before their first treatment. And the short answer is no. But there are some things you should know so you can be prepared and walk in with confidence. Welcome back to The Healing Bean, a podcast by Under the Bean Family. I'm your host, Jared Hirschberger, a medical physicist and the founder of Under the Bean. This show is here to guide patients and families through radiation therapy with clarity, compassion, and practical insight. Today, we're tackling one of the most common questions I hear. Does radiation hurt? It's natural to be nervous, especially when you're walking into something unknown. So in this episode, we'll break it down. What the treatment actually feels like, what side effects are realistic, and how you can prepare yourself to feel calm, informed, and supported. Before we dive in, take a deep breath. You're in good hands. Many people feel anxious before their first session, and that's completely normal. By the end of this episode, my goal is for you to feel reassured and ready for what's ahead. Let's start with the big question. Does radiation itself hurt? The answer is simple. No. The beams themselves are completely painless. When you lie on the treatment table, you won't feel them entering your body. There's no heat, no sting, no zap. Most patients describe this session as uneventful. You hear the machine moving, maybe some clicks or buzzing, but that's it. Nothing else. I always like to remind patients, the machine might look intimidating, but it's just that, a machine. It doesn't hurt, it doesn't sting, and it won't attack you in any way. One patient shared with me that she braced herself for pain during her first session. She told me, I kept waiting for something to happen, a tingle, a zap, anything, but nothing. I almost laughed because it was so, well, normal. Moments like these are why I love talking about this topic. The unknown often seems much scarier than reality. Now, that's not to say the process is completely sensation-free. Some people notice the firm table surface, which can be slightly uncomfortable if you're lying still for a while. Masks or positioning devices that help keep you perfectly aligned, they can feel snug or even a little restrictive. And sometimes, just the anxiety of the moment makes your body tense. Let me emphasize, none of this is pain caused by radiation itself. These sensations are related to setup or the environment. Think of them like sitting in a dentist's chair, slightly uncomfortable, but not harmful or painful. Side effects are a different conversation. Radiation works by targeting cells over time, so side effects like fatigue, skin irritation, or changes in appetite may show up gradually, usually after a week or two of treatment, but not during the session itself. And even then, they're often mild and manageable. For example, fatigue is a very common effect. Patients often describe it as a low-level tiredness that can build up over the first few weeks. It's different from being sick or in pain, more like the type of tiredness you feel after a busy day. And it usually eases up after treatment ends. Skin reddening or irritation is another side effect. It can range from mild redness to a slightly dry or itchy area, depending on the treatment site. But there's good news. Your care team monitors your skin at every visit. They can recommend creams or protective products if needed, and will adjust things to keep you comfortable. Many patients tell me that they expected burns, like a sunburn, immediately, but in reality, it develops slowly, if at all. Appetite changes are possible too. Some people notice mild changes in taste or a slight decrease in appetite, especially if they're receiving radiation near the head, neck, or stomach. But again, these are usually temporary, and your team can offer strategies to manage them. It's important to remember that side effects are highly dependent on where the radiation is aimed. For example, if you are receiving treatment to the chest or throat area, you might experience a temporary sore throat or difficulty swallowing. This is medically called esophagitis, or inflammation of the esophagus. Your care team can provide medicated rinses or dietary advice, like sticking to soft, cool foods, which would make eating much easier. Likewise, if the treatment is to the pelvic or abdominal area, some patients experience temporary changes in bowel or bladder habits. These might mean needing to go to the bathroom more frequently or noticing a slight change in stool consistency. These symptoms are generally temporary, but they are worth mentioning to your team. They can prescribe specific medications to help regulate these functions, often reducing the discomfort significantly. The key takeaway here is that you will never have to simply endure these side effects. Radiation oncology is designed for personalized care. We proactively monitor you for these issues, and when they arise, there are established, effective treatments available. This is why consistent communication with your radiation therapists and nurse is so critical. They are your first line of defense against any mounting discomfort, and they are experts at adjusting care plans to prioritize your comfort and quality of life through the entire course of treatment. This proactive approach helps keep your stress and pain levels as low as possible. One gentleman shared with me, "I braced for pain during treatment, but the first week I felt only mild tiredness at the end of the day. It was nothing compared to what I imagined." These moments really highlight how perception can be very different from reality, and how important it is to understand what to expect. So let's set some realistic expectations. Here's the best way to think about it. During treatment, no pain from the beams themselves. After treatment and over time, some side effects are possible, depending on the treatment area and your body's response. Your care team will walk you through what's most likely in your specific situation. They will give guidance on managing fatigue, skin changes, and nutrition, so you're never left guessing. Some patients ask, "Will it hurt like chemo or surgery?" And the answer is no. Radiation therapy is much more targeted, and in most cases, far less immediately painful than people imagine. Side effects build gradually. They don't hit all at once. And knowing this in advance makes a huge difference for mental preparation. Pro tip: pay attention to your body. Keep a journal and let your care team know about any changes. This proactive approach helps you feel in control and reduces anxiety. I also want to talk about the mental side of radiation therapy. Many patients feel anxious before their first treatment. It's completely normal. And interestingly, the anxiety itself can make people perceive discomfort that isn't there. One patient shared, "I was so scared that I'd feel pain that first session, but once I laid down and the machine started, I realized my own fear had been worse than reality." And that is a common experience. So, let's talk about some strategies to cope. You could try deep breathing. Focus on your breath as the session starts. Also, practice visualization. Picture yourself completing the session successfully. And ask questions. Understanding exactly what will happen can remove a lot of anxiety and uncertainty. Even small actions like these three can dramatically improve your comfort and mental readiness. Emotional support is part of the plan. beyond managing the physical side of anxiety. Remember that the emotional experience of cancer treatment is valid, and you don't have to carry it alone. Many centers have specialized support staff, such as oncology social workers or patient navigators. These professionals are specifically trained to help you manage the mental weight of your diagnosis and treatment. Never hesitate to ask your care team about these services. Sometimes, just talking to a third party who understands the unique stresses of cancer can feel like a tremendous relief. Furthermore, connecting with support groups, whether in person or online, can provide a sense of community and normalization. Hearing from other patients who have successfully navigated this journey can be incredibly empowering and a powerful antidote to fear. Remember, this journey is about healing both the body and the mind. Let's go over a few practical tips for your first session. These are designed to help your first session go smoothly. You should wear comfortable, loose clothing. Sometimes you'll change into a gown depending on the treatment site. Avoid lotions, perfumes, or creams on the treatment area unless your team tells you otherwise. You might consider bringing headphones or music if your department allows it. It can help distract and relax you. Communicate openly with your therapists. Let them know if something feels uncomfortable during positioning. They are there to make you safe and comfortable. Remember, the treatment is designed to be safe, tolerable, and as comfortable as possible. Every member of your team is focused on helping you through this experience with as little stress and discomfort as possible. Thank you for joining me today on the Healing Beam. Let's recap. Radiation beams themselves are painless. Any sensations you feel are usually from positioning or anxiety. Side effects build gradually, and most are manageable with guidance. Mental preparation and understanding are key to a calm, confident experience. If this episode eased some of your worries, I encourage you to check out more resources at underthebeam.com. You'll find blogs, videos, and guides that go deeper into everything we discussed today. And if you'd like one-on-one support, my coaching service, Phys Assist, is here to walk with you through every step, answering questions, offering tips, and helping you feel confident throughout your treatment. Share this episode with a friend or loved one who might benefit. And remember, you are not alone. There's a whole team and community supporting you under the beam.